BBC Radio Oxford.
Here's an extraordinary story which appears, we hope to have had a happy ending today. A German caver injured in an accident deep below the Alps has been brought safely to the surface. With me now is Dr. Lou Morris from Oxford. She works at the British Geological Survey in Wallingford and is a member of the Oxford University Caving Club. Thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you. Thank you for this. You've been following this story. What do you make of it?
I've been absolutely amazed by this story. To my knowledge, it's really the most extensive cave rescue that there's been. And the people that were with Johan when he had the accident and the cave rescue teams have done an absolutely remarkable job to get him safely to the surface.
What actually happened to him then that he ended up in this situation?
Well, my understanding is that there was a rockfall underground when he was very deep below the surface, so more than 1,000 metres down and 6 kilometres from the entrance. He was with two other cavers when this happened, and these two people obviously did all the right things to help him. So one person stayed with him, and they must have done a really good job looking after him and protecting him from the cold, while the other person went out to the surface to call the rescue.
What would this space have been like? Have you any idea what it was like? Are we talking about a very narrow is it a big open cave? What's it like in there?
I haven't seen any details about the nature of the passage where he had the accident, and I haven't been down this cave myself. But those types of alpine caves in general tend to be a bit of a mixture. Sometimes the passages are quite narrow, sometimes they can be absolutely enormous. So he could well have been in quite a big space where he had the accident.
How rare is it for a caver to go this deep? It's way down, isn't it?
It's actually surprisingly common. I would say that there are many expeditions every year that go from the UK, which will go and explore caves to this depth, and that throughout the world there are cavers that go on these types of expeditions. So it's really quite common. Many, many people do this.
And it is very dangerous, isn't it?
Well, it's not really quite as dangerous as you might think, because despite this, the accident that's happened here is really very unusual. We haven't had any other examples of such a big cave rescue before. People have had some accidents in caves, but generally speaking, it's a pretty rare occurrence.
It's taken them 2 weeks to get him out. How hard would this have been for them?
This would have been very challenging, and they really have done an amazing job.
And how would they have done it? Do you have any idea?
So he would have been kept in a stretcher for a lot of the time, and he would have been wrapped in a sleeping bag to keep him warm. I believe the temperature in the cave is about 3 degrees centigrade, so really quite cold. So trying to stop him from getting hypothermia would have been one of the key challenges. And then it would have been teams of people who would have been hauling that stretcher. So when he was in horizontal cave passages, there would have been probably 8 people carrying that stretcher, pulling him over the top of obstacles. When they were going through narrow spaces, they would have been pushing that stretcher through, but trying to do it gently so that they didn't exacerbate his injuries. And then when they got to the vertical parts of the cave systems, then they would have had to have used ropes and pulleys to haul that stretcher up. And all this time trying to look after him and make sure that he wasn't bashed around so that he didn't get more damaged and injured.
You're a cave scientist. What's the actual title? It's a hydrogeologist?
I'm a hydrogeologist.
Hydrogeologist, right, yeah. I got it. What's the fascination for you, Louise? I visited some caves recently. I was on holiday, though, the caves of Drac in Mallorca, which was all very nice, and it was a great big deep cave in Spain, but it was a lovely guided tour. I wouldn't have wanted to go down there on a rope. What's the fascination for you?
Well, caving has been my hobby for a really long time, and I suppose the main fascination has been exploration, the opportunity to go where nobody has ever been before. And you just don't know what's going to happen next. You can be in a new cave where nobody's been before, and sometimes it just shuts down and there's nothing. And sometimes you walk into enormous passages full of formations, and nobody has ever seen these or knew that they existed before. And that's really exciting. And it's something that it isn't possible to do on the surface.
But you're talking about cold, often wet, pitch black spaces, aren't you? Must be frightening.
It's not really frightening because we have very good light, so you can light it up and you can see what the cave environment looks like, and it's often extremely beautiful and really a very exciting place to be.
What's the best exploration that you've undertaken then?
Some of the most exciting exploration I've undertaken was one expedition to Chile, to an island called Madre de Dios. And this was a combined exploration and science expedition. And we were trying to find new caves, but we were also trying to find stalagmites, because we can use stalagmites to try and reconstruct past climates and see how the climate has changed in the future. And so this can help us understand future climate changes as well.
Where are you going next? What have you got planned?
Well, I'd very much like to go back to Uzbekistan, which is a place that I went to many years ago, and we found a beautiful cave passage on the very last day of the expedition, and we have no idea what's beyond it. We had to turn around because we ran out of time, and it's very tantalising, so it would be very exciting to go back and see what's there.
Well, come and see us after that, and just before as well, when you plan to go. Thank you very much for coming in. It's been lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
And at least a happy ending to this story as well. I did wonder when we went into the second week whether this chat would ever come out, but he is out, and we wait for an update on his health. Thank you very much. Dr. Louise Morris from the British Geological Survey in Wallingford, a member of the Oxford University Caving Club and our very own cave scientist. It's 14 minutes.